Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Thursday, March 23rd, 2023. Stand up for your country. Well, we live in troubling times, you know, and I wish it were not so, but it is. We have an ineffective president, and I don't think that most of you disagree with that. I'm going to show you some new polling today. Americans are losing confidence, if they ever had any, in Joe Biden. He is simply not governing well, and that is the truth. Then we have a crooked media. I mean, I have talked and talked and talked. You're probably bored with it by now, tired of hearing me telling you how corrupt the corporate media is. Then we have a shaky economy. You know, you go into the grocery store, and like, I'm sitting there going, what? And finally, we have progressive madness on display. Almost everywhere. So these are troubling times. And then you add to it the never-ending saga of Donald J. Trump. And that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So here's the latest. Grand jury in Manhattan again today. Didn't do anything on the Trump case. Didn't do anything yesterday. Not going to do anything tomorrow. What does that tell you? It's a fiasco. All right, there's a problem. Now, I pinpointed the statute of limitations and all that. We have had the best reporting here on the Trump situation. And if you are BillO'Reilly.com premium or concierge members, you can get the transcripts. You can see the show whenever you want. So I hope you guys check it out if you're not in that club. The grand jury is responsible for either indicting Donald Trump or not. Bragg, the prosecutor, the DA in Manhattan, Alvin Bragg, he brings the evidence to the grand jury, and the folks make the decision. Well, I'm told that the folks are a little dubious about this. I don't know whether that's true. That's what anonymous sources are telling me, and I don't trust anonymous sources, as you know. So I'm not reporting that as fact. Anyway, next week, this grand jury has to come back and decide whether to indict Trump or not. Well, that will happen next week. It's not going to drag on like the Hunter Biden thing, because Hunter Biden's never been indicted after 3 years. So I take my message that you hear on the First TV, on all the radio stations that you listen to me on, and YouTube, and you name it, we're there. I took it out last night to News Nation. Roll the tape.
We have entered the official fiasco zone. So this grand jury today not sitting was no accident, because I understand this is speculation for the Cuomo audience, not based on facts. But what I'm being told by anonymous sources, which, you know what they are, is that many assistant attorney general, district attorneys in Manhattan, are telling their boss, Alvin Bragg, you're not going to win. So I believe, and I could be wrong, that Bragg now is second-guessing himself. Now, for those of us who live in and around New York City, and you're one of them, Alvin Bragg has been the worst district attorney in my lifetime, and I'm born and bred New Yorker. He has single-handedly led to the deaths of hundreds of people by not enforcing the law. 50% of the felonies presented to his office are either dismissed or busted down to misdemeanors. This is a man who does not want to prosecute fentanyl dealers, people who punch other people, knife other people. He doesn't want to do it. So this guy's got all kinds of problems apart from the Trump deal, which will never see a jury.
Now, keep that analysis in mind. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. Now, Alvin Bragg has another problem. Congress wants to call him to explain this fiasco. He is resisting that. Now, I don't know whether a congressional committee is going to issue a subpoena for Alvin Bragg to come to Washington and force him to testify about what he's doing. Bragg saying you have no right, federal government has no right to intrude on a state and city prosecution. That'll be an interesting legal thing to see play out. But Bragg's got problems up to here on this Trump situation. The second soundbite I want to play you is from WABC Radio, our flagship, this morning with Sid Rosenberg, who I do every Thursday. Roll a tape on that.
Bragg himself not going to survive this because he now has put himself in a position where if this goes south, and it will, it's all on him. He can't blame anybody else. I mean, I know that this man is way in over his head running this DA's office. Do you realize that every single New York City police officer, and about 40,000 of them now, probably less because so many are quitting, they hate him.
And Bragg, as we reported yesterday, has lost about 100 assistant DAs since he's been in office for 15 months. So he didn't even have the personnel to prosecute felonies in New York City because they won't work for him. And the cops, as I said, this guy, because Bragg is anti-law enforcement, but bullish on getting, and that's the right word, Donald Trump. Does that seem fair to you? Does it really? Even if you hate Trump, I was emailing back and forth with a guy who teaches journalism in New England who hates Trump. And he can't not hate him. I mean, he can't. I present fact after fact after fact after fact. It doesn't matter. And I've known this guy for so long. All right. That's why I do it. I wouldn't do it if it wasn't a friend of mine. But you get to a point where the corruption then overrides whatever criminal justice matter there is. And this is not right. Even if you hate Trump, you got to know it's not right. So let me just clarify that if Trump did what Bragg says he did, used his corporate accounts to pay off a woman not to talk about whatever she was going to talk about, and I don't know what happened, and neither do you, nobody knows, okay? That is a misdemeanor in New York, and the statute of limitations is 2 years, so that you can't bring it. So Bragg's desperately trying to find a way to get it up into a felony, which is a five-year statute of limitations, which would be over, except Bragg is pulling out this card that the 5 years is based on continuous residency in New York. So if you go out for a vacation for a week, they take it off. It's so convoluted and crazy that it's never going to fly. And that's why I say it's never going to see a jury. The payment to Stormy Daniels was made October 27, 2016. And yesterday we reported that the guy who made the payment, Michael Cohen, who worked for Trump as an attorney, put in writing through his attorney, look, I just did this. Trump didn't tell me to do it. Who knows? What I do know is the case is unbelievably weak. Feds passed on it. Cy Vance, who's Bragg's predecessor as DA in Manhattan, passed on it. But Bragg is doing it, I believe, because of George Soros. Okay, so Bragg owes all of his power to George Soros, who's pumped more than $1 million. $1 million. Into political action committees that helped Alvin Bragg. I think that's what this is all about. I can't prove it, so I couldn't bring a charge, and I wouldn't. This is just my opinion based upon what I know. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. All right, Mar-a-Lago documents. Now, I don't know much about this. I'm going to spend the weekend investigating, trying to find out what the deuce is going on this. So a federal judge has ruled that Trump's lawyer has to come in and answer questions that would be under attorney-client privilege. But the judge knocked out that privilege because there might be a crime. I don't know what's going on. I have to be honest with you. I've been focused on this New York case. But over the weekend, I'm going to try to find out. So Monday, when I come back, I'll be able to tell you an educated opinion about it. The lawyer is Evan Cochran. He's a good lawyer. He is supposed to testify tomorrow, March 24th, before a grand jury. All right. I guess that's in D.C. courts. In D.C. So I'll try to find out. This is a hard one to nail down. And that's the memo. Okay. And if you have any questions at all about anything, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com. Name and town if you wish to opine. I will answer as many as I can. If you are a concierge member to BillO'Reilly.com, you automatically get an answer from me quickly. All right? So if you're a concierge member, you got questions, you get them answered. Everybody else, I mean, I'm going to do a lot of mail tonight, but I'll answer your questions if I can. So Joe Biden's off to Canada. I'm not exactly sure why he's going there. The White House says that he's elevating, this is a quote, President Biden is elevating a concerted effort to repair a bilateral relationship between Canada and the USA because of growing geopolitical challenges. Okay, so there's a shot at Trump. Okay, so Biden's trying to repair the relationship with Justin Trudeau. Also, Biden wants to show the world that he and Justin are buddies, just like Putin and Xi, who met this week. So just picture it in your mind. You have in one dugout, baseball comparison, Joe Biden and Justin Trudeau. In the other dugout, you have Vladimir Putin and Xi. I don't know. Okay, so that's what Biden's doing today, and I hope him and Justin have a good time. Approval rating for President Biden, new poll, AP, 1,081 adults, Democrat 42% of the poll, Republican 39%, Independent 19%. Do you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden's job as president? Total approved 38%, disapproved 61%. That is the lowest number in this poll since July 2022. So 61% of Americans don't think Joe's doing a good job. It should be 100%, but you can't wise people up. You can't force them to see the world as it is. You just can't. Joe Biden, according to the White House Transition Project, I never even heard of that, but apparently it's a nonpartisan group, all right, that studies what goes on in the White House. And we looked at it. It looks okay. It looks all right. It doesn't look like it's tilted one way or the other, but I don't know. Okay, so they analyze how many press conferences Biden has given in his more than 2 years in office, 22. That's it. At the same time, Trump gave 41, Obama 46, Bush the younger 40. So you could see that the press access, all right, that Biden's providing is 50% less than the other three. Now, why isn't the corporate media screaming about it? Why? Because they like him. Because he's progressive. Biden does what the progressives want. Just like Bragg's doing what George Soros wants, Biden does what George Soros wants. It's a different dynamic, all right, but, and the press wants that. So they're not going to criticize him. I bet you didn't know that stat. I bet you didn't know it, okay? Now, how about Ms. Jean-Pierre, her, the press spokesman for Joe Biden? So according to West Wing Playbook, all right, and this was published in the summer, last summer, Jean-Pierre has said far more than her successor, than her predecessor, Jen Psaki, as she doesn't know anything. She didn't have any information. It's almost double. So Jean-Pierre answers questions, well, I don't have any information. At twice the level that Psaki did. This is crazy. It's crazy. All right, let's get to you, the American citizen, the loyal American, I hope. So according to Northwestern University, that's in Chicago, good school, I think, a little woke, but not crazy woke. They did a study, long study, 12-year study, 400,000 Americans, on whether we are getting smarter or dumber. The conclusion that Northwestern University comes up with is that Americans are getting dumber. They don't say why, but IQ scores are declining in this country. I know why. Because public schools, particularly in the big cities where the unions control everything, are not really teaching the kids. Social promotion. If you show up, you don't even have to show up. They just promote you. Promote. They don't care. So there's discipline in the classrooms collapsed in many, not all, many public schools. Where I am on Long Island right now, the public schools are good in my section, okay? And there's discipline. I wouldn't send my children to public school because I don't like the culture. So once the student gets out of the classroom, gets out of the school building, they can say MF-er all day long. They can behave in a way that I don't want my children to see or hear. So I sent my kids to Catholic school, and both are prospering because of that experience. Didn't have anything to do with academics. It had to do with the social culture. I talked to one of the principals, and I said to him, look, you got a really good school here, but when the kid gets out of the building, do you have any supervision? No. None. Not acceptable to me as a parent. So anyway, back to the study. American IQ scores dropping, and Northwestern University says it's a concern. We're not as smart as we used to be. So public school is the first reason, and then the second reason is this, okay? This is an addiction, and many of you are addicted to it. I use it far too much, but I'm using it 90% for information flow. I got my information in here. I don't go to the games. I don't go to the betting site. I don't do any of that, all right? But children do, and children are spending far too many times on this, their laptops, the gaming, whatever it may be. That takes them away from real life. And if you combine real life experience with disciplined academics, your IQ goes up. I can't tell you how much I've learned traveling to 85 countries or 86 countries. I got to do another count now. Okay? I've been all over the world and I've learned so much. And my IQ is higher just because I was there. I saw, I split, okay? Didn't Caesar say that? Anyway, we're getting dumber. Walt Disney. So it was announced this week that Disney World in Orlando is going to host an LGBT conference in September if you want to go, okay? Now, there's nothing wrong with a gay conference. Nothing. You want to go to a gay conference, go. I think it might be interesting to hear what people say. I don't have time to go in September, but I have no problem with it. So the conference on the grounds of Disney World is called Out and Equal Workplace Summit. Okay? And here is the quote. The summit serves as a place to network and share strategies that create inclusive workplaces where everyone belongs and where LGBTQ plus employees can be out and thrive. Okay. Okay. And Disney is going to sell, of course, they're making money on this, Rainbow Pride merchandise, special foods. Are they gay foods now? I don't know. I don't want to offend anybody. But are there special foods? What is, I don't know. Now, I'm not making a joke. I can't. I'll get crucified if I do. But yesterday we told you that California wants to ban police dogs because they're racist, the dogs. Now I have to report that Disney's going to sell special food to gay people. Like what? This is the country we live in. All right. Now, on a more serious note, Florida wants to up their Don't Say Gay bill. So as you know, Florida passed a law that in public schools, you cannot teach students, all right, grade pre-K through third grade, anything about sexuality. Nothing. Now they want to expand that through senior in high school, grade 12. Now, I bet you some of you when hearing that say, good. I do not agree. I defer. I taught high school in Florida. I don't like this law because in health courses, and that's where it should be, these high school and middle school students need to know certain things biologically, okay, and practically. They need to know. A lot of them don't have parents that are responsible and going to guide them. Now, I mentioned Catholic schools with my kids. They did not do that in Catholic school. They don't. And maybe there are a few exceptions, but the kids that my daughter went to one Catholic high school, my son another. They didn't do that. But I did. So I lay it out like this. So there was any questions, you come on in, you ask your question, you get an honest answer. That's what responsible parents do. But there are so many irresponsible parents that in health courses, in high school and middle school, you've got to have the latitude to bring up certain things, including birth control. Okay, you have to be able to do that. And I don't like this Florida thing because I think it's going to make it very, very difficult. Okay, now there is a hearing on this April 19th in Tallahassee. It's going to be interesting to see how DeSantis handles this. Give you a preview. Massachusetts. So the governor of Massachusetts is an ultra leftist named Maura Healey. Okay, 52 years old. Not a bad person. I know her. But she's a leftist. So she is now in a written statement saying that every pharmacy in the state, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, has to carry the abortion drug, okay? Quote, pharmacies must maintain a continuous sufficient supply of all family planning medications, including, and then she lists them, okay? And the after abortion pill, okay, is among that. She's demanding that your pharmacy, that you own, private business, carry that product. Unconstitutional. She has no constitutional right to do that. None. I'll be interested to see if anybody in Massachusetts files a federal lawsuit against her. Now, if I'm a pharmacist and I don't want to carry an abortion device, I'm not going to carry it. See, that comes under my freedom. So while I defer on the Florida law, I support challenging in federal court Governor Healey. You can't do that. You start doing that, then you start to tell every business what they can and can't do because of your ideology. This is an ideological play. It's outrageous. It's an outrage. Massachusetts. Okay, now let's get to you. So you know I'm on a campaign for you, because I've already done it, to cut down on sugar consumption. Sugar is going to kill you and hurt you before you die. All right, the more sugar you take in, excuse me, the more sugar you take in, the more damage you're doing to yourself. And the sugar products, food products, spend so much money advertising that nobody's going to tell you this in a corporate media. Nobody. But I'm going to tell you. Also, fatty foods, you know, if you eat at McDonald's every day, I'm just picking on them, but any fast food outlet, you're destroying your health. So there's a study out of Yale, and the study centered on yogurt. I'm this and that about yogurt. If I do eat it, it's a low sugar yogurt, and I throw fruit on it, but I'm not a yogurt fanatic. Anyway, they divided into sugar yogurt and low sugar yogurt. And the study showed that the people who ate the sugar yogurt got addicted to it. And they couldn't eat the other stuff. One of those. Okay? And sugar is addictive. It's addictive. I know a woman who drinks Pepsi a lot. And I keep looking at her and go, and I finally would pester her so much that she said, all right, I'm going to give it up. She actually went through withdrawal. Okay, now on that note, I have been trying to find a drink, because the drinks are the real killer. If you buy something to drink, sugar iced tea or whatever, you look at how many grams of sugar, 60, 70, 80 grams. It's insane. All these energy drinks, all of this stuff, they're killing you. I found one. I have no interest in this company. I don't know anything about this company. Somebody gave me this. It's called Brain Pop, okay? And it is between 6 and 10 grams of sugar, all right, on a 12-ounce serving. And it's a carbonated beverage with caffeine. Does have caffeine in it, okay? But it tastes good. And there's no aftertaste. All of these low-sugar drinks have this aftertaste that's horrible. This doesn't have it. So if you're interested in this, you want to try it, it's newagedrinks.com, newagedrinks.com. And again, I have no interest in this crew. I don't know who these people are. Somebody gave it to me. I drank three of them, and I went, this is good. I'm going to drink this. It tastes good, but it has caffeine. So just know that. Don't get away from the sugar. Okay, so you ever been to Chile, the country in South America? I have not been there. I've been to Argentina, the border country. I'd like to go to Chile. You know, it's supposed to be a beautiful country, but I've been there. Well, they're soccer crazy there. And the other day, March 18th, something very strange happened. Roll the tape.
Arco, goal.
Okay, so what happened there was the goalie, and you saw it, all right, kicks the ball from his net, and it goes all the way down the field and into the net. And now that may be the longest goal ever scored in soccer in a professional realm, according to they're going to Guinness World Records. And they all went nuts and all of that. All right, this day in history, March 23rd, 1977. You know what happened if you were around it? This was the first of the Nixon interviews by British journalist David Frost. Now, you remember that Nixon got booted out of office, had to resign because of Watergate. What was Watergate? There was a 1972 presidential election. Some of Richard Nixon's personnel broke into the Watergate Hotel illegally, looking to go into the Democratic National Committee headquarters and find dirt. Guys got caught. Then they traced it all the way up to very high-level Nixon people, not Nixon himself. I don't believe that he ordered the break-in. But he tried to cover it up, and then it unraveled. That's the Washington Post, Woodward and Bernstein, and he had to quit. All right. Years went by, and nobody heard from Nixon. But David Frost and his outfit paid Nixon $600,000 in 1977, the equivalent of $2.5 million today, a lot of loot, to sit for a number of interviews. And this was the highlight. Go.
I'm sorry. I just hope I haven't let you down. Well, when I said I just hope I haven't let you down, that said it all. I had. I let down my friends. I let down the country. I let down our system of government and the dreams of all those young people that ought to get into government but will think it's all too corrupt and the rest. Most of all, I let down an opportunity that I would have had for 2.5 more years to proceed on the great projects and programs for building a lasting peace.
Okay, so David Frost paid for the interviews. Let me tell you my David Frost story. 1988, Frost got very famous off those interviews. There was a movie, Frank Langella, a brilliant actor, played Frost. If you haven't seen it, you should watch the movie. Okay, so I'm at ABC News and I get an offer to go to be senior correspondent on a syndicated program called Inside Edition, anchored by David Frost. And I take the offer because it doubled my salary. And Peter Jennings was yelling at me. And I said, Peter, look, I'm going to get an opportunity to cover stories all over the world at double the salary you're paying me. I got to go try. He goes, you're crazy. This thing's never going to work. But David Frost was the anchor. Okay, David Frost got fired after 3 weeks. He couldn't do the show. He's a Brit. He doesn't understand America. He doesn't. I get the anchor job. So I felt bad for David, but it was kind of David's fault. He didn't research America. He really didn't understand the culture here. So I get in and I turn the thing into a monster, a moneymaker beyond belief. Okay? Same thing I did with the O'Reilly Factor. Yes, I'm bragging. David Frost, I've never heard from again, but Inside Edition is still on the air today. I anchored it for 6 years, and then I said, enough of that. I got to do something else. I went to Harvard, got my master's degree in public administration, and designed the O'Reilly Factor. So a lot of people don't know that. David Frost, Richard Nixon, March 23rd, 1977, 46 years ago. Today. Back with the mail and a final thought in a moment. Okay, let's go to the mail. Vita Willens, Manitowoc, Wisconsin. O'Reilly, you mentioned that Trump is confident he'll win the Republican nomination. You also mentioned he realizes winning the general will be more difficult. With that in mind, why would he even accept the primary nomination? Because he believes he can win. He thinks he can pull it off just like he did in 2016. As simple as that. Lee Sullivan, Tavares, Florida. So Trump felt disrespected because DeSantis used the word porn star. Trump is the biggest mudslinger of my lifetime. And he did fire the first shots. Not in that case. Not in that case. I mean, DeSantis fired the first shots there. But, you know, your point is well taken. Trump is, you know, he fires. No doubt about it. Mark Bishop, Captain Cook, Hawaii. Wow. I've never been to Captain Cook. I got to check that out. Hey, Bill, I was wondering, with all legal proceedings, Donald Trump, why it's not considered extortion on the part of Stormy Daniels? Look, I'm not getting involved with this Stormy Daniels thing. I don't know anything about it, all right? It's a civil beef. It's not a criminal beef. Yes, extortion is a crime, but in order to prove it, you've got to go through all kinds of machinations. But I just can't give you any definition on it. Mary Jane is a concierge member. Thank you, Mary Jane. I hope you are enjoying your access to me. Sarah Palin was a great governor, but when she ran with John McCain, she fell short. Governor DeSantis is doing a good job in Florida, but running a nation is a far different story, especially in these difficult times. Absolutely right. There's no doubt about it. And the Ukraine mistake that DeSantis made was a significant error. Donna, concierge member. Donna and Mary Jane. There you go. I would like our next president to be strong, intelligent, non-polarizing, and have the personality to bring the country together. I don't know if Jesus is coming back to run. I don't know if we have anybody to bring the country back together. Jesus could do it. Carol, concierge member, look at this. And I don't just pick concierge members. We pick the best letters. What horrifies me most about Joe Biden is not solving America's problems is he hasn't held a cabinet meeting in months. He may hold these meetings and we don't know. So that's possible. But certainly the guys, as I've documented, if you read the message of the day, I mean, it's on BillO'Reilly.com. It just says, tells you all you need to know about Joe Biden and his efficiency. David Langston, Paducah, Kentucky. Mr. O'Reilly, you stated that if Donald Trump is indicted, that the Republicans will come after Joe Biden. I would hope that if James Comer had solid evidence against Biden for corruption, he would bring it no matter what. But that's not what I said. I said it's on steroids now. Yeah, they were always investigating the Biden family, always. As soon as the Republicans got in, they started that in January. But now they're starting it with a vengeance. And the leaks are going to, you watch. That was the point. Donald Callahan, Traverse City, Michigan. Whatever happened to John Durham? Hey, he's still making money off us. He's still making money off us, Donald. Still there. I don't know what he's doing. What a disappointment, huh? If you don't have anything, resign. Okay, John Durham, don't keep taking my money. Live in large for what, 5 years now? All expenses paid. You get a nice salary for what? If you don't have it, say you don't have it. Peace. Peter Punta Gorda, Florida. Love the Stand Up For Your Country mug. They're different than the team normal mugs, but both are great. Thanks for the great shows every evening at 8 p.m. on the 1st. Helps calm me down after the fake news. I'm glad we're a calming agent, but we're more than that, and you know it. We're giving you information no one else will give you, and we're looking out for your health and your money and everything else. Okay? I mean, we are here. We want you to prosper in every way, you, the viewer and listener. Richard Veneman, Alexandria, Kentucky. Bill, excellent program with Brett Tallman, and I'm going to use a soundbite from Brett in a moment. This is why I'm a premium member. Also, membership allows me to watch the program, the No Spin News, anytime I want. That is a big advantage because people are busy and they're off and they're traveling. Get it anytime you want and the transcript. Free. All right, Team Normal, we want you to get the gear because we already had to reorder and, it's going all over the place. Now, I'm going to model these shirts when I get around and somebody taking my picture, the hats, the mugs. They're really Team Normal. I explained yesterday what it's all about. It's fun, and it, engenders conversation. We need to talk to each other here. Also, this is only going to last for 3 more days. I'm going to give you, because I like you, The United States of Trump and Killing Crazy Horse, both books for $12.95. That's insane. We lose money on it, but I have some in the inventory, so only until Sunday. Then that disappears forever. So you want to read the United States Trump and Killing Crazy Horse, this is the time. Word of the day, this is a brand new word, no yapping. Y-A-W, yawping. Y-A-W, yawping, P-I-N-G. Real word, No yawping when writing to the No Spin News, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name and town if you wish to opine. Right back with the final thought. All right, final thought. I thought our coverage today, this week, was excellent on the Trump thing. I hope you agree. And part of the excellence was Brett Tallman, a guest we had on Tuesday, who just knocked it out of the park as far as putting everything in perspective. Go.
The state charge he wants to bring, where he's barred by the statute of limitations, and the federal charge, which has also been reviewed by federal authorities, and they refused to bring it for lack of evidence. And so what you have is the frustrating position of a local, you know, DA exercising that really broad and powerful authority to bring it against a politician.
And that is the key why this will never get anywhere, because if the Supreme Court, for example, were to allow this, every politician serving in Congress, serving in the presidency, could get attacked by a local person. Okay? Now, there'd have to be some kind of situation, but believe me, you can find something on everybody. Everybody. And this would just throw our political system into absolute chaos. So those are the kinds of things we bring here on the No Spin News. You'll never get them in a corporate media. Right, most of them are rooting for Trump to get hurt. They want him to go down. And the ones that love Trump, they're not going to tell you the deficiencies of him. They won't mention it. So here, you'll get a fair play. Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. New column Sunday, noon. We'll see you on Monday. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.